Thank you for that, ladies. And hasn't the music been great tonight? And I hope you appreciate all that goes through with our special numbers and our choir specials. And kind of came in last night just seeing them practice and everything. It takes a lot of work. And so the music's just been great. And I hope it's been a blessing to you tonight. We're going to be in Nehemiah chapter 4, just continuing on what where I left off last time, Nehemiah chapter 4. Tonight, our first Sunday evenings are usually our missions night, but we've moved that to next Sunday night. And so, and I believe Pastor Phil will be speaking on missions next week. But we're in Nehemiah chapter 4, and hope you've had a good day. It's been a good day. Praise the Lord for the ones saved. And what a fitting song if it, just one more soul were to walk down the aisle. It would be worth it. And so praise the Lord for that, for the young lady who got saved this morning. And let's continue to be soul conscious as we go into our workplaces and to out in public and just be looking for people who are lost. Speaking of lost, I was meant to wear a burgundy maroon shirt tonight, but you all know how that happened Wednesday night. So, pray for Brother Pete. He just needs a win this week, but next week, amen. Where's Brother Pete? He's in the corner in the fetal. Oh, he's in the fetal position. But pray for him. Oh, we're just talking to you, Brother Pete. All right, amen. You can come out here, but Nehemiah chapter 4, I'm just going to, again, continue on from the last time that I spoke. I love the book of Nehemiah. Of course, Nehemiah was a cupbearer that the Lord used to help with the rebuilding of the wall in Jerusalem. And we know that the temple was built, his name escaped me, not Ezra, Zerubbabel, and he was in charge of building the temple. But Nehemiah was in charge of building the wall, and it's very, very important. And last time I spoke, we kind of talked about, of course, we had the PNG video, and we kind of talked about how Nehemiah went about this mission to build the wall. He had a report come in from his brothers. He made a request to the king. He got some resources, he got timber, he got captains of armies and horsemen to go with him. He went out and did some research and scoped out the place, and they went on to build the wall. And in chapter 3, it goes on and talks about all the things that were built, the walls, the gates, and all that. And so we come now here to Nehemiah chapter 4. And I alluded to that as we're building, there will be resistance. There will be things that will happen as we build, and that's just part of life. That's just part of the ministry. And tonight, I want to talk about this business of building and battling. Building and battling. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the honor to speak your word. Lord, I pray that you'd fill me with thy spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would empty me of self and pride. And Lord, I pray that you'd just use me as a mouthpiece tonight. I pray, Lord, that all that would be said tonight would be honoring and glorifying to your name. And we ask for your presence tonight. We want you to meet with us. And I pray, Lord, that you would stir something in our hearts, Lord, to continue on as you would have us do, Lord. Lord, we pray for many people who are still kind of hurting or going through some battles themselves, Lord. We think of the De Los Reyes family, the Holana family, and with the loss of Irene, Lord. And we know she's in heaven. She's up there in glory. Lord, it can be tough sometimes. And Lord, I pray that you would help that family and help us as a church family as well. Lord, now I pray that you'd help us to look into your word and be encouraged tonight, Lord, just to keep building as we battle, Lord, through it all. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. So we come here now to chapter 4, and if you read through all of chapter 3, it can be pretty tedious. It goes through everyone who was involved, everyone who built the gate, everyone who helped with the walls and all that. And, you know, sometimes when we are building, we hope and we plan that nothing goes wrong. And the statement that I said, I love it when a plan comes together or something like that. You know the thing. And I love it. And I love how when everything and you plan for things and everything just falls into place. Everyone ever had that before? Okay. Not this week, Brother Pete. Okay. But I'm kidding. I love you, Brother Pete. But I love it. When things go to plan, things happen with no issues, no conflicts, nothing at all. But the building of this wall was not like that. It didn't go smooth sailing. It didn't go perfectly to where they just kept building. You'll see here in chapter 4 that there were things that happened that was not perhaps planned, maybe expected, but would have been great if it didn't happen. And let's have a look at it here in chapter 4. Beginning with verse 1, it says, "But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth, and took great indignation, and mocked the Jews. And he spake before his brethren and the army of Samaria, and said, What do these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Now Tobiah an Ammonite was by him, and he said, Even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall." And so at the get-go here, as they start building, they get some criticisms, they get some mockery from these fellows, Sanballat and Tobiah. You know, when you set out to do the work of the Lord, we ought to expect that there are going to be some criticisms about what we're going to do. You know, Good Shepherd Baptist Church is a church that is always going, always moving. If you look on our property, there's always something going on. If you're here during the week, there's people always moving. It's always something going on at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. I've only been here about 4 or 5 months, and there's a lot that's been, you know, just me. A lot of things that I've experienced while being here, and I didn't realize what I was getting myself into, but it's great, all the work and all that. But as we do it, and as we plan out to do the work of the Lord, I want you to expect that there's going to be criticisms, there's going to be mockery. And by the way, I hope none of that comes in from within, but we're going to expect that. I hope perhaps as we're here at Good Shepherd Baptist Church, that we're not the ones that are doing the work of Sanballat and Tobiah that are mocking the things that we do or criticizing the things that we do. But that is to be expected. But it is also expected that other people, perhaps other churches, perhaps even the public, oh, what is Good Shepherd up to now? Man, they got those, there's a big machine coming through. What are they building now? And I wonder if sometimes our neighbors think that, right? The close neighbors, you know, on a Friday night, they see the loud noises and all the things that are happening. What's going on over there? Well, we got Impact Youth. We got Impact Kids. Man, what's going on this Saturday? They might see what's going on here. There's a lot of people here cleaning and pulling out weeds and moving mulch and perhaps painting. And perhaps the neighbors are looking and thinking, what are these Baptists up to now? Can't they just sit still? Can't they just be happy with what they're doing? Are they trying to, do they think they're going to do something for their God? And we need to expect that in our Christian life, that there's going to be enemies that's going to give us some criticisms. But let's see what the response is here. Look at verse 4. "Hear, O our God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head. and give them for a prey in the land of captivity. And cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee, for they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So build we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work." You know, as we're building, and we're a building church, right? And I know physically we've got chippies here, and we've got all the trades people. We've got everyone here, right? If we were on an island, we would survive, wouldn't we? But please don't put us on an island ever again, thank you. But we would survive. And as we're building, as we're moving forward, as we're doing things for God, we will get criticisms. We will get mockery. But you know what? We ought to have the same response, and we ought to build and pray to God that He would help us through some of these things that we go through. Now, I love it because I don't hear a lot of these criticisms. Sometimes they're here and there, but I know they're out there. I know people who aren't really doing anything, they'll criticize because there's nothing else to do, right? But we expect that. But you know what? As a building church, we ought to build and also pray. And also pray. Keep praying. I love Wednesday nights. We come together and we look at all the things that have happened. We praise the Lord for everything. We pray for our families. We pray for our ministries. We pray for our missionaries. We pray for special needs. And we're a praying church, but don't forget to pray. Don't forget to pray. Let's move on here. Let's look at verse 7. But it came to pass. Here they are again, okay? But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up and that the breaches began to be stopped, then they were very wroth and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. Now, just their mockery, they didn't want to stop there. They didn't want to stop with their criticisms. They didn't want to stop with just their talk. Now they're wanting to conspire together to go against the Jews, to go against the building of the wall. You know, there will be people that will try to conspire against us and to try to plan something. You know, sometimes people will talk, but some will even go the next level into conspiring together to try to stop something from happening. There'll be people that will talk, but there'll be people that will spread rumors or things like that. We got to expect that as we continue to build, that we will get those kind of people. But let's have a look at what the response here now in verse 9. And it says here, "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God." Okay, so remember the first thing, pray, build and pray. They prayed, "and set a watch against them day and night because of them." And Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." Okay, so what they did here, let's continue on, verse 11, "And our adversary said, they should not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease." So now they have said their talk, they have criticized, they've conspired, and now they're wanting to seize the work by slaying them. They wanted to kill them. They wanted them gone, okay? Now, I don't know if anyone wants us gone, okay? I don't know that, okay? I don't know. Maybe there are, okay? Maybe there are people out there that are like, "Man, I wish Good Shepherd would just fall off the face of the earth," okay? And again, if we were on an island, we'd be fine, okay? But I don't know that. But these people here, they went so far as to say, "You know what? We're going to kill them. You better stop the wall now, or we're going to kill you so that that wall can stop being built," okay? Now, verse 12, "And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places whence ye shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore, set I in the lower places behind the wall." So behind the wall, this is what he did. and on the higher places, up on the higher places as well, and even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. And it came to pass when our enemies heard that it was known unto us, and God had brought their counsel to naught, that we returned all of us to the wall, everyone unto his work. And so what he did, he set a protection for the wall, okay? Now, as we're building, yes, we need to pray. But also, as we're building, we need to protect. We need to protect. You know, I wish, perhaps, that we could go in seasons where everything was perfect, right? And then maybe we'll have something happen, and then we'll deal with it, and then we'll get back to work, right? But in life, it's not like that, where we're just going to have a perfect week or a perfect month or perfect year, and then something happens. Many times that as we're building and we're doing things for God, we've got to do something at the same time. And so as they were building, Nehemiah says, you know what, I'm going to set and protect by putting families up on the wall and behind the wall, and they are armed with swords and spears and bows. And so as a church, as we're building, we need to protect each other. We need to protect our people. How are we as people of Good Shepherd Baptist Church, how do we protect each other? Are we good at, you know, perhaps we hear somebody say, man, you know, that Brother Andrew guy, Mr. Barnes without an E, you know, that guy, he's got no business being there. But how are we in response to that and say, you know what? No, that's a man of God right there. He knows his word and he's got a great beard. That's a man of God right there, okay? How are we when we protect our people? When people accuse us or say something about our church, do we come in defense of our church and say, no, that's my church? No, you don't say that about my church. That's my church. That's God's church. And we need to do that sometimes. And we need to do that as we're building. We've still got to protect our church. We've got to protect our people. And this is what they did when they were building the walls. They had to do that at the same time. Get this, as we read on, look what they did. Verse 16, and it came to pass from that time forth that half of my servants wrought in the work. So this was their plan. So half of them, they continued to build. And the other half of them held both the spears, the shields, and the bows, and the whatever that is. And the rulers were behind all the house of Judah. Okay? So half of the people, they built. And half of the people, they defended and protected. But check this out in verse 17. They which builded on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laden, every one with one of his hands wrought in the work. So in one hand, he had a tool or something that he used to work on that wall. And with the other hand, held a weapon. Can you imagine that? That as you're building, and you're putting mortar or you're laying bricks and that, you've got a trowel perhaps on one hand and you've got a sword in the other hand just in case an enemy comes. You know, in our Christian life, that's the way it is sometimes. Where as we're continuing to move forward for God and we're continuing to build, we've got to fight the enemies. And we know, you know, the enemy, of course, we know the devil, we know the world, but we know those that hate us and don't want us to work. And we've got to do that sometimes where we're doing both things, okay? Now, continuing on, look at verse 18. For the builders, everyone had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. And he that sounded the trumpet was by me. And I said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, the work is great and large, and we are separated upon the wall one from another. In what place therefore ye hear the sound of the trumpet, resort ye thither unto us, our God shall fight for us. I want you to notice that phrase, our God shall fight for us. As we're building, we're praying. As we're building, we're protecting. But as we're building, we need to place our dependence on God. You know, some things are out of our control. You know, someone might criticize our church. We can't go out there and just slaughter them, right? We're not in the old, you know. We can't just do that, okay? Just not in those times anymore, but wouldn't it be? No. But, you know, I lost my train of thought. Anyway, we've got to place our dependence. There we are. I got my train. I'm back on the train. All right, here I am, guys. You know, there are things that are out of our control, and we've got to place our dependence on God. We've got to simply say, look, God, there's nothing else I can do. It's up to you. It's up to you to do what you need to do, and I'm going to place my faith and my dependence on you as we continue to build, okay? And they said, look, God will fight for us. God will fight for us, okay? It's not our duty to be vigilante Christians. I know they're out there, okay? But that's not our job. Our job is to do what we can as God wants us to do and then place our dependence on God and say, you know what? God will fight for us. God will help us, okay? Moving on, verse 21. So we labored in the work, and half of them held the spears from the rising of the morning till the stars appeared. Likewise, at the same time, said I unto the people, let everyone with his servant lodge within Jerusalem, that in the night they may be a guard to us and labor on the day. Check this out, verse 23. So neither I, nor my brethren, nor my servants, nor the men of the guard which followed me, none of us put off our clothes, saving that everyone put them off for washing. And so the next thing, as we're building, we're praying, we're building and we're placing our dependence on God, and then we're building and persevering. Can you imagine that? They didn't change their clothes, except for when it needed to be washed. Sort of reminded me in PNG, we didn't have a washing machine yet, okay? And we didn't have it ever there. And so sometimes we wore the same clothes, okay? Greg wore the same clothes throughout the whole trip, okay? And he stinketh. But you know what? As you know, these guys, they didn't even change, except for when they went to wash it. But man, they persevered. It was that important that, you know what? Changing my clothes so that I can be, you know, I've got my Monday clothes, my Tuesday clothes, that wasn't important to them. This work of the Lord was so important to them that they just kept working and kept working. The only time they removed their clothes was when to go wash them. Which kind of reminds me, right? We're in that PNG, yeah, we washed our clothes. And I know Brother Dave, he washed his clothes. And I think they use it now as a, he said, you know, you could, when it dried, it was, never mind. I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, but it was part of the work, right? Man, we got busy. A lot of the men, the natives there, they wore the same shirt the whole time we were there. And so as we're building, let's persevere. Things are going to happen in our lives. We're going to get criticisms. We're going to get people who conspire. We're going to get people who want to hurt us. But it's very important that we pray, we protect our church, we continue to persevere in the work of the Lord. We need to continue to place our dependence on God. This message here, and look at me, I'm closing my Bible. I'll just end with this story. Some of you are like, oh, thank God. In 2016, I was in Michigan. That's where my wife's from. I worked there at Lakecrest Baptist Church. And on Sunday morning, the first Sunday, and over there, you know, usually at the beginning of the year, they'll have Vision Sunday. And they'll place all the visions that they have for the church throughout the year. Here it's different, right? Because we're too busy on a hammock somewhere on an island and on that first Sunday of the year, which is okay. But over there, we had Vision Sunday, first Sunday of the month of the year. And our pastor, Pastor Mark Dalton, preached this message on building and battling. He had a sword. I think it was a Japanese, what do you call it, a katana or something like that, a sword. And then he had a trowel and he showed. I'm not as fancy as, I don't have my props. But I remember him preaching that. And I remember him laying out all the goals for our church. We're going to do this. We're going to go. We're going to build this. We're going to knock on this many doors. We're going to. This is our goal for the bus ministry. And we did. He laid it out, all of it. That Sunday night, and it was the Sunday night that he preached it. We had a huge snowstorm, blizzard, and we had probably about a foot of snow, and it was a lot. Our pastor sort of had a heart condition. He went out to his driveway to shovel. They got the snow blowers, and he was clearing out his driveway. And the Lord chose to take him home to heaven. He had a heart attack, and he passed away that night on Vision Sunday after preaching on building and battling. And it was a hard moment for our church, and we thought, what do we do? What? We don't have a pastor anymore. And we thought to ourselves, and the staff men just kind of came together, and we talked about things. Of course, we had a funeral that week, and we just came together as a staff, and we just sort of sat there at the table, and we thought, what do we do now? Do we keep going? And Brother John, the assistant pastor, says, you know what? Let's just keep building, and let's just keep battling. And for that year, we continued. We looked at all the goals that our pastor had, and we just continued to knock it out. Hey, let's get this. And we finished one thing. We had another project, and we finished that. And we had another goal, and we finished that. And us men, we took turns with some of the responsibilities with the preaching and all sorts of things. And we just continued. We continued building, and we were battling. We were looking for a pastor, but we just kept going. We just kept going and persevering. And by the end, and by the time that we had voted in our new pastor, which was November of that same year. So we went 11 months without a pastor. We were able to accomplish, I think, all of it but one of the goals, because we just kept building and battling, and we just kept going. You know, church, we don't know what will happen in our lives. I wish we could. I wish we could have, and I like planning ahead. I like, you know, let's look at our plan. Okay, what's going to happen? Okay, I'm going to have a broken leg next week. Okay, all right, let's plan that. Okay, let's get everything done that I need my leg for. And I wish I could do that, but life is not like that, is it? We just continue to battle and battle and battle. But I want to encourage you tonight, as a church that continues to build and continues to build, let's keep battling. Let's keep battling. At the end of it, when we get to the end of it, when we get to heaven, we're going to see all the things that the Lord had allowed us to keep going with, and we won't regret it. Let us not be weary in well-doing. It's a great cause. And I love what our church is, all the plans and the things that we're already doing. And I'm excited. I'm excited for work. Day on a working bee on Saturday, amen, aren't you? Who's gone? Okay, and I hope you're there, because we're building, right? And we're helping, and as a church, we've got to come together, and we've got to keep doing these things. And I want to encourage you tonight, let's keep building, and let's keep battling, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for the life of Nehemiah, Lord. He's a great man of God. Lord, he was a man that just kept persevering. And Lord, we're no strangers to battles in our lives. We've all gone through things. We've gone through perhaps health issues, financial issues. We've gone through spiritual, mental, all sorts of things in our lives. And we know what it is to battle. But Lord, help us to remember to keep building as we're going through the battles. Lord, we know that you're able. We've read through all the battles, and not only that, though, we've read through all the victories, Lord, that you have allowed your people to have because they just didn't give up. Lord, help us to have that heart, Lord, as we continue doing things for you. Lord, I pray, Lord, for the things that we are battling, Lord, we don't take them lightly. I pray, Lord, that you would just see to every situation. I pray, Lord, for those who are sick and going through some health issues, Lord, would you touch their bodies? Those, Lord, going through financial things, Lord, I pray that you would just provide for them. Those going through some spiritual things, Lord, I pray as a church that would be able to rally behind them and perhaps help them, Lord, through some things. Lord, as a church, I pray that we would just have a mind to work and to work together to build, not just physically, spiritually, and just help build each other up as a church. Lord, help us to edify one another. Lord, we love you, and we commit to you, Lord, this week that we're going to have. Be with us, Lord. Be with our church, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.